Well, that doesn't come as a surprise to us at all. We fully expect them to exceed their city goal of 150,000 by June. However, what we know those numbers don't reflect is the fact that there has been a growing momentum in the state to the extent that 57% of Maryland voters support marriage equality. We also know that African-American voters, to the tune of 55%, support marriage equality, which is a demonstrative difference from polls taken at an earlier place. What we know is that our opponents have actually lost ground with respect to how this issue is viewed. So the submission of the signatures does not come as a surprise. What is important to know is that a growing number and a majority of Maryland voters support marriage equality.
What do you attribute that shift in opinion, especially among African Americans, in support? Was it the president's endorsement? Was it the NAACP endorsement, or is there something else here?
I think it's an array of factors. Certainly the president's leadership on this issue, the national advancement for the Association of Colored People have played a role in that. But more likely, it is people speaking within their own families. This is what I continue to hear. The more people talk about this issue and understand that what the real goal here is to protect families under the law, and the only way for these families to be protected under the law is through same-sex marriage and speaking to their same-sex marriage family members, sons, daughters, cousins, nephews, is for there to be marriage equality. When they understand that and that there isn't a substitute for that, then they say that I can support it. Because at the end of the day, where Maryland voters are coming down, they're coming down on the side of equality and justice. People's faith is held harmless. No one is asking anyone to change what they believe theologically. What we're simply asking for is civil liberties and protection of these families under the law.
Get the sense that people that support same-sex marriage also sign the petitions to get the issue before voters?
That I don't know. I have no factual data to that effect. What I do know is that people continue it as they talk more, as they learn more, as they consider what is the right thing to do. My experience has been many people are coming around to understand that this is the best way to protect all Maryland families. And when you talk about 57% of Maryland voters right now, if they were held today, support marriage equality, it just shows us that there's momentum that is moving and growing amongst Marylanders who are coming down on the side of equality and justice.